Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. I just wanted to say really quick that we're really grateful to all of you for listening. We hit 2,000 views the other day, so we're grateful to be sharing this journey with you. And our topic today ties in to the holidays. We're going to be talking about practicing self-care during the holidays. So why do you think during the holidays is a hard time to practice self-care?
Good morning, Chas. Yes, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Why is it hard to practice self-care? Well, I think a lot of codependents go into people-pleasing mode, you know, and trying to make everything special and make people happy. And at least for myself, I used to run myself into the ground, putting together the perfect Thanksgiving dinner, you know, just spend days and then in a few moments' time, the meal was demolished, and I did it for years and years and years. And I don't feel like doing that anymore. So self-care for me today is avoiding putting that level of stress on myself. You know, when you're younger, it's a different experience. As you get older, you know, hopefully with age comes wisdom. That's all I can say.
Yeah, it's changed for me.
How's that? Well, how's it changed?
It's, you know, I've tried to do the, you know, the big family thing, and, you know, that works for some people, I guess, but it always just has taken something out of me. Socializing, being around a lot of people for hours at a time. You know, I'm ready to go home and take a nap because it just depletes me. And, you know, even if there's no drama or anything like that, it's just, that is my personality. And, I'm more of a low key kind of person. So I'm learning that simple, really simple, more simple than I thought, works better for me. So this year, yeah, I'll be cooking for myself this year, which is a first. Mm-hmm. But there's a freedom that comes along with that too. No pressure to like you said, please everybody around you. No pressure to, you know, small talk or feel like you have to do this or that. Or clean the house or, you know, all the things that we do.
I mean, oh yeah, I forgot about that part.
Yeah, making sure everything looks perfect. Like, yeah. So, it's that's self-care for me this year, is to just keep it really simple.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good. And it's good that you're being true to yourself, Jess, that this is what you want to do this year and it feels right for you. And it's something you've never tried before, but your game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels like more and more it just, yeah, it does keep turning into, I guess, just the real me. The more the real me emerges, well, the more things around me change is all I can say.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And I think, you know, each of us are having a different experience. You know, for me, we used to have big Christmas and Thanksgivings. You know, I had both sets of my grandparents and my parents and my sister and brother and, you know, whoever else came, our kids. And it was always a big celebration. But over time, you know, my dad died, all my grandparents died, all four of them. My brother died, then my mom died. My daughter died. Like, things just kept changing all the time. And with the change, each time came new traditions. Not easy sometimes. Sometimes the holidays were hard because, you know, there was grief involved and missing our loved ones. But yeah, so I went from having a really big holidays to really not having any family except for my son. My son and my daughter-in-law and my grandkids. I have grandkids now. But back then, I didn't have grandkids yet. So it just has gotten small. And so that, I don't know. So I think something's gotten lost for me, you know, because to me, it always was about family. And it still is. It's just that it's not the big celebration it used to be. It's become much smaller, which fits the time that I'm in. Mm-hmm. You know, I also have health issues, so I have to be mindful about my physical body, my energy. I can't just be careless with myself, and you know, I can't spend weeks cleaning the house or days cooking. Like, that's just not possible. And I'm not even going to attempt to do that to myself. But, you know, a couple hours, my body's had enough. So most of it is just the circumstances have forced me to keep making the next change every year. And things have gotten simpler, which I'm preferring these days. I'm preferring simpler. So, yeah, just a huge shift. But having to adjust to what my needs were each year, given the circumstances. And yeah, and here we are today. I'm going to have I'm going to go Thanksgiving with my son, his family, for a little while. And I'm not cooking. They're kind enough to do all that. And yeah, I get to just go see the grandbabies.
Yeah.
And spend some time with them. So, yeah. But I don't get that feeling about Thanksgiving. Like, I don't feel an attachment to holidays. That includes birthdays, including my own birthday. I just have no feeling about it. And, you know, it's always been all about the feelings and what I've been attached to, you know. And an attachment is something that it comes from my mind. And, you know, in the past, I've had an attachment to decorating my house and just doing all the traditional, you know, Rockwell family holiday stuff. But I got rid of my Christmas tree this year. I don't want a Christmas tree. I don't want to decorate another Christmas tree. When my kids were young and they weren't very much help. They let me decorate it. When I think about it, I always wanted them to, but they were not that interested. So I always ended up doing all the decorating. So no, thank you. I'm still the one that would have to do the decorating. I don't want to do it. I don't want to. I don't feel an attachment to Thanksgiving. You know, I'm grateful for the experience today of spending time with my, you know, my son and his family, but it wouldn't feel any different than if it were any other day. It just, you know, I just treat just like birthdays. I feel like every day we should treat ourselves like it's our birthday. You know, we don't have to wait for this one day a year to get together with family or just, you know, to celebrate things for ourselves. I think it's something that we should do year round.
So true.
Yeah, we make such a big deal out of it.
Yeah. You and I were talking. I think understandably we want that feeling of family. I mean, that's why I've always enjoyed the holidays. It was that time of the year I could count on that feeling. But I think we get attached to that feeling.
yeah. And when you don't have that feeling, you don't have an attachment. Yeah. And I don't have that feeling. Yeah. I could celebrate Thanksgiving today or next week or it doesn't matter.
Probably a really good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. It's freedom. It's freedom. Yeah, because otherwise I'd have these fixed ideas about how things should go. And because I used to have that planner in me. That's been smashed, by the way, too. Yeah. Planner is gone. She doesn't want to plan anything. She just wants to be in the moment. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, and then things don't go according to the plan in your mind. And then guess what? You feel let down.
Mm-hmm.
And the day is ruined.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, have expectations that get us in trouble.
Yeah. So, what words of wisdom would you offer people that maybe are in a spot today that have lost loved ones and, I don't know, or maybe feeling lonely today? Like, what self-care would you offer them?
This can be a hard day for a lot of people. And it was for me at one time, too, when I lost my daughter, when I lost my parents, my brother. You know, each one was a huge, you know, piece of my heart. My grandparents was very close to from the time I was born. Yeah, so I understand about the sadness. I understand about the grief. And I, you know, I feel a lot of empathy. You know, too, I think about with COVID, how many people have died. You know, and that there will be lots of people in our country or all over the world that their loved ones won't be there because they passed away. Yeah, I do. Yeah, and all the other things that have, you know, just life can be challenging sometimes. And yeah, so for those that are having a hard time for the holidays, I would just send you my heartfelt prayers, and I would just say it's another day. Mm-hmm. And as much as that annoying saying in the program that says this too shall pass, it is annoying, by the way, but it is true too. The feelings will pass. Thanksgiving will be over at a blink of an eye. Mm-hmm. And then everybody will be hyping up about Christmas next.
Yeah,
I'll be glad when it's all over, to be honest. But I understand. That's what I can say, is I can relate. I understand. What got me through the holidays was just faith, I guess. Just faith, and just it actually continued to help me lose my attachment, which has probably brought me where I'm at today. Is all the things that have happened have helped me let go of my attachment that I had to it. So if I could find a gift, that would be one of them that I can celebrate, not celebrate it. I just don't have any expectations, nothing. And that's not a bad thing. It doesn't feel bad. It actually feels quite freeing. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I agree with you. Our prayers are with people that are struggling today, for sure. So, what else would you add? What big pointer would you add for self-care today? Last thoughts.
Eat lots of turkey. Go seconds on dessert. Watch a lot of Hallmark movies. I don't know. Whatever you want to do. Do what you want to do.
Do what you want to do, not what other people want you to do. Do what you want to do.
Yeah. Exactly.
Best words of advice, of wisdom there. Yes.
Yeah. Do what you want to do. Yeah.
You want to stay in your PJs? Stay in your PJs. I probably will.
Mm-hmm. I expect you're going to be. Yeah. And good for you.
Yeah. I'll probably be staying in my PJs, and I'll probably be spending a lot of time on the couch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And eating turkey.
Yeah. Right? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. I hope everyone has a good day and does what they want.
Yeah. A day of peace. Day of freedom.
No drama.
No drama.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us today.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!